This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 after the hour, and it's Monday. What do we have? One more day left in February, and that's it. Kaputsky, February the 27th is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, trying to optimize what you're hearing and what you are carrying away from our conversations and what's going on with you. I was involved in a conversation over the weekend about people and how they're motivated, whether or not, it's funny how things fit together, Jay. I, on the plane coming back, overnight through this morning, the Motown story was on, and I had watched a little bit of it. It's Berry Gordy and Smokey Robinson basically telling the story of Motown Records. It's a fascinating, really great documentary, and they have a lot of fun with it, and it's pretty, I would say, what I've heard of Berry Gordy was that he was no nonsense, right to the point. And somebody to be that successful, I think it's got to be like that. So one of the things that he set up was competition, which was aimed at not getting the people who worked with him and for him to dislike each other, but to foster the competition among the songwriters and the producers and the performers, so that when the Four Tops, for example, had a hit record, the Temptations then went about the business to create a hit record so that they weren't left behind.
Mm-hmm. And when, which generated more money for him.
Exactly, right. And the Shirelles, when they had a hit, then the Supremes had to do something. When Gladys Knight did something, Mary Wells or Martha and the Vandellas had to do something. It really is, if you haven't seen it, it's a very interesting, very compelling story about how competition helps make the product better. And I think that's always been the case. One of the problems we have in radio today is that we don't have enough competition. We don't have enough good competition. And I think you see that, but not so much. You see it in radio. The competition is coming from podcasting and maybe other forms of streaming and audio, but not from one radio program that may be pitted, and I use that term advisedly with, you know, quotation marks around it, that may be compared to another. The good hosts have seemingly gone away, or as they've retired, they're not really being replaced by good people. The folks,
and I'm not, a lot more ensemble casts.
Yeah,
it seems.
Yeah, right, exactly. So that people don't fall apart. You know, they're not as talented. So, and that's not what I'm saying about I've always had people on the air with me. I've never been. That's not true. When I first started Good Day, for the first 5 or 6 years, I think until started in 88, so probably till 93 or 94, I was by myself. And then I had Mary Beal with me, and then, you know, it's been a series of co-hosts until the best have surfaced, you and Janitor. Janitor, good.
I'm so telling her you called her that.
Are you? Okay, well, anyway. At any rate, being happy with what you're doing and understanding the competition. You don't want to. I remember working with, in some circumstances, where radio stations or people on the air would say, "I'm gonna kill that guy." Not literally, but, you know, it's, and that verbiage is not helpful. It's not, that's not good, positive. That's not, I'm going to do better than he or she does.
Yeah.
That's a much better way of playing into it. Here's the story of a boy with autism who couldn't read or write until he was late into his teens, and now the youngest ever black professor at Cambridge University. How about this for a story, right? Jason Arday is his name. He was diagnosed as a child with a global development delay, which affected his ability to learn. It affected his ability to speak and read. He could not speak until he was 11. And a lot of the therapists that worked with him predicted that he would spend his adult life in assisted living.
Yeah, never really being able to care for himself, needing support.
Yeah. The 37-year-old has now taken up one of the most prestigious professorships in one of the world's top universities. He's the youngest black person to do it. He grew up, again, with all these learning disabilities, all of this disadvantage. He had huge questions about the world and his place in it. But he now teaches sociology. He said he remembered thinking, quote, why are some people homeless? Why is there war? And certainly in his own circumstances, why are there people who have these sorts of problems? He said, quote, I remember thinking, if I don't make it as a football player, then I want to save the world. He learned to read and write in his teenage years and became a physical education teacher after studying at university. He knew he wanted to study and learn more, but he didn't have much training and guidance because people kind of gave up on him. But he didn't give up on himself. See, that's what you do. You don't give up on yourself. And so as he got older and was able to work his way through academia, he was writing papers. He didn't really know what he was doing, but he did have somebody that he said showed him how to do it. It was a college friend, I think, if I'm in his. But anyway, his peers respect him. He's got self-respect himself, which is more important. It's nice to have academic prestige, and it's nice to have people who say good things about you, and wow, do you understand what this guy went through? But he has made it right by having his own focus on things and how to get things done. And he said as he was working as a phys ed teacher, he was working on his master's degree. He's got a PhD in educational studies. So at any rate, I just think when you're confronted, the lesson here is when you're confronted by adversity, instead of blaming somebody else, which there is an epidemic of today, everybody wants to blame somebody else. I have a kid that works for me on the farm. He's always blaming everybody else for his problems. You can't go through life like that. Nobody gives a damn. They don't, you know, and nor should they, frankly. It isn't, you know, you got to figure your way out of whatever your problems are. If you have help, wow, isn't that great? But you figure out how somebody can help you, and that's what makes it kind of all worthwhile. So anyway, it's a good discussion, good debate to have. Meanwhile, back on the ranch, the SAG Awards that nobody could see because it was, where the hell was it? It was on YouTube or something last night. Did anybody even see this, the SAG Awards last night? I'm looking at the results, but I don't see how you could have. I was on a plane, so I wouldn't have seen it anyway.
Yeah, Netflix bought did you watch the rights it? To show it, and it was on the Netflix streaming on their YouTube, and then they'll go to actual streaming next year, starting next year.
So what's the point? Why didn't they keep it on some network so somebody would be able to watch it? If the Screen Actors Guild SAG.
Yeah, it's all about making that money, so it always goes to the highest bidder. But why do you have to wait a year before it actually streams or on Netflix?
Nonsense.
Why does it have to be Netflix's YouTube channel?
Yeah, it's because nobody's
I get it. Everybody's at their devices all the time, but
yeah.
We want to watch.
No, not everybody is. I would like
and
to have watched this.
We want to watch TV. Nobody wants to see an award show on their phone or their tablet.
No, right. So apparently everything everywhere all at once did well. The White Lotus, which seems to be very, very competitive in every measure of the standards. Abbott Elementary, I don't get what's so exciting about that. Have you ever watched that show?
I haven't, but I've heard good things. I do want to check it out.
Yeah. Let's see. Everything Everywhere All at Once swept nearly all of the film categories.
Big winner.
Yeah. Have you seen that?
I haven't. No, I don't really have much time. I watch Bluey. I mean, that's all I have time to see.
Jamie Lee Curtis was in that. That's right. And
yeah, and she won.
She
won for her category. And then, of course, Sally Fields took home like the Lifetime Honor kind of situation.
Brendan Fraser. Yeah, won for The Whale.
And this is the last stop before the Oscars.
Yeah, right, exactly. And a lot of things are predicated out of this, it would seem. Let's see here. What else do we have? Outstanding performance by an ensemble and Dramer series, White Lotus. Jennifer Coolidge won for her acting in that show. She's quite the character, as we've noted here a few times.
She's great, yeah.
Jean Smart won for that. What is that name of that show? The Hacks, right?
Isn't
that
Hacks. What it's called? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, did That's we talk one. About she had a heart attack or she had some kind of heart procedure last week? She's had heart troubles, and they had knocked down the, they'd shut off, shut down the shooting on that show because she had a heart condition.
A heart procedure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. But apparently, and she needs another month or so. At the end of March, they're going to go back to putting it together. But I thought that was interesting. Now, the winner of, let's see, the outstanding performance by a female actor in a TV movie or a limited series was Jessica Chastain for George and Tammy. Wow, if you haven't seen it, I saw not the whole thing, but enough of it. She's very, very good. And then there is outstanding performance by a male actor in a TV movie or limited series. Sam Elliott certainly deserved that for 1883. And if you haven't seen that and you like cowboys, it's a little violent, a little more than I like. But it was the story, his role in it, the husband and wife, Faith Hill and Tim, what's his last name? Forget his last name.
Oh, McGraw. It's McGraw.
McGraw, right. Very good. In it, the young lady who plays she's the focus of the story in a manner of speaking. I don't see her name on here anyway as a winner. But anyway, we'll talk more about that later in the hour with Chucker. And there's something going on here. I think we need to talk about it. Maybe we'll do that next. And Woody Harrelson was pretty controversial in his SNL performance this past weekend. And that was promoted everywhere. Every time you turn on NBC, there was a promo for Saturday Night Live and also for the final season. And I didn't get to see the episode. I'll have to find out where to see it, of The Blacklist. Plus, Katy Perry goes off on American Idol. So let's put those things together in a matter of moments here as we continue bringing you up to date on the day. It's 18 after. This is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and I have a question for you. You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. That's why I got an updated booster designed to help protect against recent Omicron variants. Got it? Check eligibility and schedule your updated COVID booster at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
In celebration of America's Black Inventors, brought to you by Charmin. Back in a moment.
We all gotta go, right? But why not enjoy the go with Charmin? You need something soft and long-lasting? Well, they got you with Charmin Super Mega Rolls. Charmin knows softness counts when wiping your hiney. Charmin is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Now, I don't know about you, but my family can run through some toilet paper. But not with Charmin and their long-lasting Super Mega Rolls. We all go, so why not enjoy the go with Charmin?
Born in Kalamazoo County, Michigan in 1865, J.B. Rhodes was a black inventor who would go on to secure over 230 patents. But it was this one invention that would go on to change the world. Rhodes named it a water closet, but today it's commonly known as the toilet or commode. Before this invention, many people were using outhouses, and it wasn't until Rhodes' invention that people could use the bathroom in their own homes, celebrating great inventors of black history with Charmin.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead
and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Three after the hour now on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Social media time, what's trending in celebrity news, etc., etc. There are a couple of things that are going on, including Katy Perry breaking down on American Idol. Apparently there was, and we were talking about this a little bit on the air, off the air, when the number, she seems to be sort of emotional. Right? Doesn't she? And she's kind of, she likes to steal the scene,
yeah,
or the show.
Some people, especially celebrities, some just have bigger personalities than others.
Right. There you go.
But this was an emotionally charged topic.
Well, this was the episode that aired last night. And the, some of the stories, okay, it's Lionel Richie, you see him crying all the time, kind of reminds me of me. Everybody's running out of handkerchiefs there. Anyway, but the story of guns and what we're doing in our country to ourselves was kind of how Katy Perry went off. One of the competitors had been in a school in May of 2018 when a gunman walked into the school. She remembered she was in art class, and she told the story on the air.
Yeah, he narrowly survived and watched his best friends.
Yeah, and so Katy Perry went off on our country. I mean, the audience, as you can imagine, went very quiet. And a pretty stunning story. So she says, our country has effing failed us. On the air, and then, kind of screaming and that
She was saying you should be singing here because you love music, not because you had to go through this. You didn't have to lose friends.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, it just seems, well, it's something that we keep talking about. We don't do anything about it. The country is we're at risk of a lot of things, and at the hands of people. I get the average person who says, I want to own my guns. I get it. And it's okay. But the reason isn't clear why we have this stuff going on to the degree that we do. We know what's happening, but we don't really know why it's happening. We can theorize it's mental health issues. Yep, that's part of it. Are there too many guns? Yep, I think that's part of it too. In the wrong hands, the wrong people have some guns, and I think that's kind of, I don't know what she's thinking, because I think she's kind of over
well, not all, but most, obtained their guns illegally.
Yeah. Yep. Right. Okay. Woody Harrelson controversial statement. We'll get to that after this from SNL this weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS. All right, so Woody Harrelson's monologue on SNL on Saturday was a focus on anti-vax stupidity, basically. I think that's what he
that's what they say.
Yeah. So anyway,
he was talking about a movie script that could never get made now that he read, quote unquote, read before the pandemic.
And then Lorne Michaels didn't like it, so okay. Anyway, he's a five-timer, so he gets away with some stuff. 28 after the hour here.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, which is the all-natural way to lose weight and especially to keep it off. So if I called into the hotline at Calitrin, would you give me the same sort of information you're giving us here?
You call us, and we're real live people right here in America who can answer your questions and help you on your weight loss journey. In fact, when anyone purchases Calitrin, you get assigned a dedicated personal Calitrin consultant who is going to be your person on this journey. You get a team of support. We're all about getting healthy here at Calitrin.
So what sort of good news do you have for people who want to bargain when they're buying Calitrin products?
Well, right now for Valentine's, we've got a big sale up. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free. When you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. And it's unlimited, so buy four.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Seven tornadoes were reported overnight in Oklahoma, knocking out power to tens of thousands of homes. Severe weather and excessive rainfall continue in the Midwest today. Heavy snow across the California mountain ranges. More from one Los Angeles, California resident overnight.
I was going out the front door and heard a big crash. And I started looking around for damage, and then I heard my wife calling me. And I ran back inside. We had lost power. I looked out our side door, and there was a power line down.
Below average temperatures in the west and above average temperatures in the east. Snow and ice are expected across the upper Midwest, Great Lakes, and Northeast today. The U.S. Energy Department has concluded that the COVID pandemic most likely started from a laboratory leak, according to a classified intelligence report recently provided to the White House and key members of Congress. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
As we roll along through the day, there are lots of times during the day when you have thoughts about something you might have heard on the program. So why not express yourself by dialing 855-999-DOUG. You can reach Jay and me. You don't have a voice like an operator, though.
My voice, like an operator?
Yeah. 999, right? That's kind of the old-time operators. Anyway, dial in to this newfangled device called the telephone, which I like a whole lot better than social media. Help yourself, 855-999-3684. All right, 34 at the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Programs, Monday. Hello. 27th of February, last Monday of the second month of 2023. I'm here with my pal, Jake Kirshner, to go through the issues of the day, things that matter, talking about people, places, and things. And I guess perhaps this is one of those things when I read these items, it makes me furious. Right? I'm not Katy Perry that I'm going to do an F-bomb on the air. Mm-hmm. But here's the story of a 71-year-old Michigan man who spent 2 decades in prison for the murder of 2 men. He was released because the conviction against him was overturned 20 years later. The cleared charge issued by a federal district court judge came after a true crime series and a podcast uncovered legal violations of this man's case. So he has walked free from the facility in Coldwater, Michigan. And so under the circumstances, you got to wonder, what is the story with her? There's no such thing as perfection. We get it. But these things happen so frequently that it just, and the news media loves it because they kind of an up yours to the system. Yeah, we get that. And maybe that's one of the reasons that I talk about it, because I don't like the system the way that it works. It doesn't punish. It sort of projects you into your next crime.
It does. At least,
yeah.
Yeah. A lot of times if somebody goes to prison for a lesser crime and then they fall into not bad habits, but even a worse off life where they are learning how to make ends meet in a worse, legally speaking, way. And so, this guy, the 71-year-old Michigan man, he was over 27 miles away from where the murder he ended up being accused of even happened.
So a Discovery Channel's show called Killer in Question and a podcast called Undisclosed were the ones that got light to be shown on this case. But this has been something that people have been working on for 10 years. The actual killing took place in 2001. And, you know, once again, it's kind of like, okay, what's convenient? Who can we get to hang this on so that we can clear this off the books? That's kind of like a
because a cold case
television.
Is bad for business.
Yep, sure is. Okay. By the way, as an aside, I haven't cleared my screen yet of Chelsea Handler in her bikini doing her birthday skiing episode. Does it sound sexist if I say I think that she's very sexy?
She is, and it's not even just appearance. It's like
her
aura, her energy, her attitude.
Oh,
She's fantastic.
Yeah, she really is. All right, the Russians pounded the Ukrainians with drone strikes over the weekend. Here we go. Vladimir Putin, I say Putin because he's... he says that he's interested in having peace talks. But the only reason he is because the Chinese now see that this is a problem for business for them. And as a problem for business, they've got enough problems. They don't need Putin screwing things up even more than things are screwed up. So the Chinese have come up with, what is it, a 12-point peace plan? I don't know whether we... You know, normally the Americans come up with these peace plans, but China's trying to become the world leader. And, of course, Biden and his bunch of flunkies is playing right into what the Chinese are doing in so many different ways. But the over the weekend also, around the world, hundreds of cities had protests aimed at the Russians and Putin. So the world is getting tired of all of this, and I think Americans are getting tired of it, frankly, because we're the ones that have been footing the bill. And the money that we're using, we're borrowing in part from the Chinese. It's like a vicious circle.
Yeah, and if the Chinese were to directly give it to Russia, then it'd be a big issue.
Yeah, right. Okay, so speaking of the Chinese, you'll love this one. China has opened a police station in New York to spy on the Chinese citizens who live in New York, and to blackmail some of the political dissidents that have come into America, trying to get them when they're watching them, and if they've left family at home. This sounds like a bad movie.
Come on,
doesn't it?
Yeah, how is this even being permitted?
Well, that's another good question. And again, here we have the lackluster response by the Bidens and the administration and the government. This is an office in a noodle shop in Lower Manhattan. Actually, it's in Chinatown. And the Chinese haven't denied that they have Chinese police there to help oversee Chinese residents who are either tourists or they have filed for visas or they want to come to America. The Chinese don't want their population, their citizens, to come to America and stay. So anyway, this is going on. They have 54 officers in this police station. And apparently they have these offices in big cities all around the world because a lot of people are leaving China, kind of like leaving California to go somewhere else. They're leaving China to 110 of these around the world that we just find out about now. How about that? They're tracking down families in China who have relatives that are living in America, causing the Chinese, quote-unquote, trouble. So they're intimidating the people back here who are in America. If they don't go home, they're going to hold their families in detention centers, even imprison them. This is, they need to come back to China, quote-unquote, voluntarily. And we're letting this go on. Nobody's talking about this. I don't see this reported anywhere. So, anyway.
I think a lot of times when we talk about China, we're talking about the government and everything, and people forget that there are human beings who are citizens, community members, who do not agree with so much that is happening
what's going
and don't
on
have a say.
Yep, exactly. So, something else to think about, frankly. I find it disgusting and distressing. At the same time, disgusting and distress, just lots of distress. All right, a couple of economic items of interest. The story from the Bay State, my home state, this weekend, a man from Massachusetts was charged with hiding crypto. This cryptocurrency ring that he was running, he was hiding the crypto in a crawl space in schools. This is down at Cohasset, which is on the Cape.
Yeah, all these computers and temporary stuff going on.
Is he a teacher there?
What? I tried to figure out how he was related to the school, and I could not find
why
out.
Was
it?
He had access to the school.
Yeah,
that's not clear here.
So with mining it, it's all computer-based stuff. So he just had, and it takes up a lot of power.
Yep.
And
that's how they found him.
He had it completely hiding in the ceiling at these schools, in the crawl space.
Good God. So here's another, that's an interesting fraud. Here's another fraud that we, again, are not talking very much about. Going back to COVID and the relief packages and how much money of that was wasted, the fraud. I've talked off and on about how the ag, was Sonny Perdue, was the ag secretary under Trump, was responsible for taking a lot of this money and helping out his friends, not only in Georgia but around the Southeast, big agribusinesses that didn't need any help at all. And there was help going to people who said they were farmers that they weren't. So the final tally is in, and according to the SBA and the PPP loans that were part of what the SBA, they have EIDL loans. You know, if you're in business, you know what I'm talking about. There are different categories of loans. So according to the Labor Department, the Inspector General there, and a couple of other individuals working for various departments and then groups. This is a story on NBC News, by the way. They found that PPP loans had gone to more than 1,000 ghost businesses in one community, a farming community of Markham, Illinois. So looking at that, multiply that. You got one town that has 1,000 ghost businesses, and then you look at some of the other people. This is a combined, NBC has done a story on this, CBS has done a story on this, and it is, here's the story. One of the farm gigs here, an outfit that was a nonprofit supposedly called Feeding Our Future, pocketed $300,000 in subsidies and this is a record they found starting in 2018, and the snowball of fraud that came from this one entity amounted to almost $200 million. So they started with $300,000 that they got from the government in subsidies that they didn't deserve in 2018, and each year they keep applying, each year get more, and because of COVID, they got almost $200 million of your money, my money, borrowed money, whatever it is. And so I find that, and then when you look, you follow the money, look at some of the people who are in politics who received contributions from these people who got the fraudulent money. One of them is Representative Omar, the lady from Minnesota that is very controversial, and I'm sure that it went to Republicans and Democrats alike. I just find it disgusting when you get to the bottom line of who's watching the store apparently not too many people are watching the store. All right, so there's a lot of stuff in the economy to think about, a couple of things that are worth our time. All right, so speaking about the economy and money, this is America Saves Week, which is a pretty good opportunity for you to take control of your finances as much as you can, trying to keep the government out of the way. If you're an American working for a small business, access to retirement plans is pretty limited. Well, at least maybe it has been, but until now, now there is an idea that Andy Solomon's going to lay on you right now.
Only 30% of small businesses with less than 100 employees offer a 401k plan. But the recently passed retirement legislation, Secure 2.0, is expected to change this reality. And according to Jessica Baer, head of group retirement at Equitable, it couldn't have come at a better time.
This new legislation offers small business owners a tax credit for up to 100% of the costs incurred to set up a retirement plan, a new $1,000 employer credit for matching contributions per employee, and a new starter 401k option that is administratively a lighter lift for small employers.
The hope is to incentivize small businesses to offer retirement plans, significantly impacting Americans' ability to save for retirement.
Small business owners have a great opportunity to help close America's retirement income gap, and Secure 2.0 will empower them to do it.
To find your strategy, visit equitable.com.
And Equitable is the brand name, by the way, of the retirement and protection subsidiaries of Equitable Holdings Incorporated. 48 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Celebrating living legends of Black history, brought to you by Charmin. Back in a moment.
We all gotta go, right? But why not enjoy the go with Charmin? You need something soft and long-lasting? Well, they got you with Charmin Super Mega Rolls. Charmin knows softness counts when wiping your hiney. Charmin is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Now, I don't know about you, but my family can run through some toilet paper. But not with Charmin and their long-lasting Super Mega Rolls. We all go, so why not enjoy the go with Charmin?
Oftentimes regarded as the best point guard of all time, former NBA legend Irvin Magic Johnson played 13 seasons for the Lakers and was honored as one of the 50 greatest players in NBA history. Since his retirement from basketball, he's been an advocate for HIV/AIDS prevention and safe sex. Magic Johnson is an entrepreneur, philanthropist, broadcaster, and motivational speaker, celebrating living legends of Black history with Charmin.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology? Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melted cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
After the hour now on Monday, it's the Chuck Curry visitation. Yes, we give him visitation. We give him visitation rights every day at this time on the Good Day program. So Chuck Curry, as we review the SAG Awards and movies from the weekend, we also have this music to distract us. Why are we playing this theme?
Because this day in movie history, Million Dollar Baby during the 77th Academy Awards won the Oscar for Best Picture. Hilary Swank won for Best Actress. Clint Eastwood, Best Director. I'm a big fan. I love that film, actually. I think that's one of the best films made since it came out. I think it came out in 2005. I love that movie.
You continue to hear stories about Clint Eastwood. I was watching on the plane coming back last night, or this morning, the story of some actors, and they're telling their stories. This was for GQ, and they videoed it. Matt Damon and Daniel Craig and a couple of others, really very interesting profiles. And Matt Damon was talking about working on the movie with Clint Eastwood and how Clint Eastwood would one take, and that was it. You lived or died by
his one take. Yeah, pretty much so. That's why he's able to bang out sometimes three movies in a year. It's a very quick shoot.
But it makes you wonder how the others, like
Stanley Kubrick, who did upwards of 50 or more takes when he did The Shining. Every director is different. Some don't rehearse, some do rehearse. Yeah. Different schools of filmmaking.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of that, the SAG Awards last night. Did you watch them?
I just watched highlights. Everything Everywhere All at Once won the ensemble, which is the equivalent of Best Picture. So you would think that would be the favorite. Not always the case, though. Even though basically it's like 80% of the same voting academy that votes for that award, sometimes it alters win the Oscars. I was glad to see Brendan Fraser win for Best Actor because I did like that movie, actually. I watched that movie twice as well.
Did you?
It's not easy to watch, but I just found it fascinating. I think his performance is excellent. He seems like a really good guy. So, you know, good guy, good performance, that makes a good story, in my opinion.
Yeah. Looking at some of the other winners, Jamie Lee Curtis won for her supporting role in that movie. And then, you know, you look at some of the stunts. I thought that was pretty interesting. The action performance by a stunt ensemble. The winner was Stranger Things. I would have thought, well, Maverick did win some of that stuff as well. What did Maverick win? Anything else?
I'm not sure.
No, yeah, I don't think it did. All right, well, how do we do in the box office department over the weekend?
A couple of interesting stories here. I don't want to be negative, but Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania did $32.2 million, but it had the largest drop-off of any Marvel movie.
Our James Collins.
Week to week, yeah.
James Collins went to see it, a fellow who's running our control board in Dallas, and he said it was he didn't say it was awful, but I said, how was it? And he said nothing very positive.
I would say it's not awful, but it is a mess, and it is disappointing.
So how'd Cocaine Bear do?
Did very well, $23 million. Here's what's interesting, okay? Cocaine Bear overperformed expectations, which I had a feeling it would. It was tracking around $15 million to $23 million. And then this Jesus Revolution, Kelsey Grammer has a part in it, based in a religious Christian crowd.
It's another Christian movie. Yeah.
So if somebody told you, like, 4 months after COVID, that a movie called Cocaine Bear would be $23 million and Jesus Revolution $15 million, you probably wouldn't believe it. So my point is, this is a good message to studios that everything doesn't have to be superhero movies. You know, in DC, last few months, their 10-year plan, and all Marvel talks about is 10 years forward. There's no other genre in the history of film where producers and studios did this, 10-year plans. Audiences either want to see it or they don't. There's a trend or there isn't. And they're forcing the superhero trend, in my opinion, way too long. I love superhero movies to a point, but we don't need to see, 7 a year. We just don't. The thing about James Bond, Doug, is there's one every 3 years. That's what keeps it spontaneous and fresh, right? One Bond film every 3 years or 4 years. 10 superhero movies a year is just an overkill, and it has hurt the industry badly, in my opinion, long term.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, because there's nothing to it. Who wants to go see the same thing over and over and over again? Kind of like some of the TV shows. You know, I'm getting a little tired of Law and Order. Well, some of the Law and Orders, because it's the same story. More of the Chicago stuff. It's just the same stuff over and over and over again.
All right, Chuck. Originality. Thank you.
Well done and well thought out. Very provocative. Thank you, Chuck. Talk to you tomorrow. That's the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.